it down. Stop. Have a time.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. And you know what that music means. As we go to the Western Hotline, and we are joined by Chief Meteorologist over at WGRZ, it is Patrick Hammer. Patrick, how are we doing this morning?
Good. Why is this game causing me to be a nervous wreck? I don't know what
you.
It is.
Thank you.
I think you just spoke for the entire area of Western New York and beyond, of whoever is watching tonight's game and has a rooting interest for the Bills. I think we all feel the same way. And we were talking in the break. We were going to ask you, what's the vibe check for you tonight? How are you feeling? But clearly feeling a little nervous.
I know it's a conversation that you guys have all had, but there's something about this desperate team. It's like a rabid dog looking for food and will do anything to find it, right? It's just like when you're this desperate and it's like anything goes at this point. They have nothing to lose, so they're going to go, and it's just something weird is going to happen. I don't know. Obviously the history with this team, but there's something about a team as desperate as these guys are, having not won a game since November of last year. Weird things mm-hmm. happen. This entire series with the Bills and this team has been weird, right?
And Pat, that's been my thing. It's just like the whole history, most of my life has just been like they play the Jaguars aren't good, and yet miraculously they will just grind out an ugly win. There's no real takeaways from any team, but they leave with the win, we leave with the loss, and we're just all frustrated. I will tell you, though, on that point of a desperate team, I was rooting for the Cowboys yesterday against Baltimore, but a part of me kind of flipped on it, and I went, I just can't see Baltimore going 0-4. I just can't see it.
Us going there, a team that's 0-3 potentially going to be 0-4. Yes, that was. I think we would have the same exact feeling mm-hmm. about this game, but clearly they would have been, I think, a more challenging opponent. But I don't know. I just the vibes that I get of Josh Allen intercepting and sacking Josh Allen, if you remember. 2 years ago.
Who could forget?
Josh Allen of the Jags, right? I mean, it was just like,
well, at least
ultimate fear is actually happening.
At least this year, it's Josh Hines Allen, so you don't have the confusion there now, but it's still definitely going to be a tough test for him.
Yes, it is. Now, despite the kind of dreary look to the skies right now, I think we're going to have a pretty decent afternoon of tailgating and evening of football weather-wise. Certainly a lot of clouds. There could be a little isolated shower that pops up this afternoon, but I'm pretty confident that the game will be dry. And most of, again, the afternoon tailgating will be dry outside of a quick shower or a little drizzle that can move through. So all in all, you know, we haven't had rain here in forever. You know, we've had this amazing two-week stretch of sunny and 80s, and it all kind of changed today of all days. But again, I think as you're up planning your afternoon and evening, weather should be pretty decent tonight.
Well, and I know as you said that, you know, with when rain comes in just out of nowhere, it can sometimes cause a little differences in the ground and everything like that. So is any of the rain we got overnight in this morning, is that going to be an issue come game time in terms of, you know, how the footing is and everything like that? Or how is that?
I don't think so. I mean, the rain that we got this morning wasn't all that much. So I think things should dry out pretty decent. You know, I just don't think, you know, when we spoke about all of this on Friday, we thought, okay, you know, we were thinking, I don't think this rain could be done with by game time. And now I think it's pretty much done for the day. So we're going to have hours and hours to dry out the field and, tailgating lots and parking lots. And all in all, I think, you know, outside of a little shower, I think we should be doing just fine.
Pat, how do you feel about a little bit early start for Monday Night Football? Normally it's like the 8:15, 8:30-ish window, but with the doubleheader, the Bills kicking off an hour earlier, someone that works the games, that hour might save my life.
I think it's huge, especially if you're on doing morning television or radio work the next day. There's something about, you know, I know it seems like the Sunday night slot is the more premier evening showcase of a football game. But there's just a place in my legacy of watching football games that Monday night is still special. From the music to the days with, you know, Al Michaels and Dan Dierdorf and who was the other guy? The three of them. Anyway, just the announcers of the game, watching Monday Night Football in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. You know, maybe it's lost a little bit of its mystique, but I don't know. I still love Monday Night Football.
Was it Keith Jackson?
Well, he was more of a college, right? Dan Dierdorf and the guy that was married to I'm just having a blank. Anyway, there was just a venerable slew of announcers that you just, their voice on a Monday night was just like, everything's right in the world when you hear them. Griffin, what was his name? Anyway, blah, blah, blah.
It's going to hit you as soon as you hang up. You know that, right? It's
Kathy Lee Gifford's husband. What was his name?
Oh, well, you have one name.
You're talking about Howard Cosell?
Well, no. Oh, God, now we're going back to the 70s. No, he was kind of the venerable announcer in the 90s.
Frank Gifford?
Frank Gifford. Thank you. Yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
There we go. We got it. We got it.
We got there. That's all that matters.
Senior moment. Senior moment.
But so, yeah, I think that's right, though. I mean, as long as me and Josh have really been watching football, Sunday night has kind of become, like, the more prestigious. That's the one you want to be on. I mean, we were making the joke earlier, too. They have the nice ring, too. Have been waiting all day for Sunday night. Like, that's kind of become the thing. But Monday Night Football for a long time, too, was, like, just, like, the best cable TV show, ratings-wise, for, like,
right.
2 and 3 decades. It was an absurd run. It was, like, that and, like, Dallas. And that was it. Like, that's what everyone was watching.
It's true. I mean, that was a fixture on, you know, before it was on ESPN, it was ABC, you know, it was one of the stalwart shows that you would not miss despite the matchup, you know, you couldn't miss it. And still the music.
It's the best.
Beats it. It's the best.
So quick question, getting back to weather here for a second. I'm looking ahead here at the temperatures, and are we finally going to start getting away from the 80s? I feel like the last week and a half, it's been so hot. And it's still going to be, look on my phone, it still says it's going to be about mid-70s. But is it going to start to cool down a little bit as we get further into September?
I think, yeah, we're kind of out of the 80s, you know, now that we're trending into late September. Can't rule out a warm stretch still. But this week, 60s today, we're going to be back into the 70s for the rest of the week, even though it will be kind of unsettled. We are going to see some rain returning tomorrow and then maybe a shower on Wednesday. But as we head towards the end of the week and the weekend, it looks really nice and we're going to be in the 70s. This stretch, though, of literally like 11 straight days of sunshine and 80s, yes, that has come to an end. But late summer, now we're in fall, do not discount a warm stretch even into October. But 80s are probably done.
Do we have any kind of an idea on the early weather outlook for the Baltimore game on Sunday?
Okay, that's a very good question because, in fact, I should have taken a peek at that. There is going to be a hurricane making landfall, it appears, somewhere on the eastern Gulf Coast, and it will then potentially meander towards the East Coast. There's a big question mark with that. But that could potentially have some residual effects on the Sunday night game in Baltimore. Definitely going to keep an eye on that. I will admit it's been a very changeable outlook for Sunday. But we will revisit that. But right now we got to keep an eye to the tropics for the game on Sunday.
All right, so today weather looks pretty solid. Rain probably done for the day, maybe some scattered showers, but the eye on the ball is going to be for Sunday against Baltimore. All right.
Today I think we're looking okay. Isolated shower, but mainly dry, tailgate into the game. But yes, we will revisit the Sunday outlook for sure.
All right, sounds good. Pat, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the game today.
All right. Bye, guys.
That was Patrick Hammer, chief meteorologist over at WGRZ on the West Her Hotline. I had to ask that only because remembering it was in Baltimore, the last Bills game I attended was in Baltimore, and it was just – it wasn't like a rain shower.
No, because it was I remember it
was cold. It was kind of ugly in Baltimore the whole day.
I remember it being an like a residual part of a hurricane that year. Am I remembering wrong?
I have no idea.
Maybe I'm remembering wrong, but I remember that leading up to the game, the talk was, you know, the Bills are going to have – both teams are going to have to work through it because the weather is going to be bad because this hurricane is still coming through. And I'm trying to find now, like, a list of hurricanes from that year, but it's still, you know – sorting through this. But I remember for some reason that that was the reason why, but I don't know if it's true or not. I'm going to try to find out here before the show wraps up.
Do have a little bit of an update here on Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Ian Rapoport reported that he did obviously aggravate his high ankle sprain against the Steelers yesterday, obviously leaving the game. Had x-rays. They were negative, and he's going to be continuing to monitor that this week. He has been dealing with a lot of lower body injuries to start this year. Basically missed all of camp, and then now with this high ankle sprain, it's been a tough start for the Chargers, even though they are 2-1. But Herbert just has not really been able to stay healthy much throughout this start of the season. 803-0550, the number to call. We're going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, I do want to mention something that happened over the weekend that was really cool here in local sports. So that after a quick time out, you'll listen to the Norristown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.